Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have discussions about music and artists from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s when it comes to hip hop, rap, soul, and R&B. Simply put, folks, this is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Shout out to those of you who are watching on YouTube. Now, you see the title, Verse of the Week, the song, Can You Stand the Rain, the artist, New Edition. Let me start by saying that this is one of my favorite love songs ever in any genre of music. And this is my favorite group ever. So it wasn't hard at all for me to pick this verse for Verse of the Week. I think when I thought about doing this series, it was very easy to pick a New Edition song. And what better song to start with than Can You Stand the Rain? Again, Can You Stand the Rain, if as many of you know, was on the Heartbreak album, which was released June 20th, 1988. A young 12 Kyle would be very, very fond of that particular album and even more fond of the group. What was interesting about this particular album was the timing of it. This would be the first album that New Edition would construct without one of their founding members, Bobby Brown. Now, what's interesting is Bobby Brown, personally, is my favorite member of New Edition. So it was an interesting time, and I'll tell you why. Because the day that this album was released, and subsequently the song Can You Stand the Rain, June 20th, 1988, what was interesting was Bobby Brown released his album that same day. It was his second solo album, and it was called Don't Be Cruel. Now, Bobby Brown went on to rule and run R&B for the next 2 years just off that album. And so for New Edition fans, it wasn't hard because, at least for me, I was going to get Bobby Brown's album and I was going to get the New Edition Heartbreak album together. And I bought both of them the same day that it came out. One looked and felt and sounded one way. The other looked and felt and sounded the other way. But there were probably more questions coming into the New Edition album because New Edition had a new member. That member wasn't a new singer to us, but he was a new member of the group. His name is Johnny Gill. Now, Johnny Gill had had solo success. And as you listen to the album, there are very few tracks where you hear Johnny Gill going solo or having a solo piece. But track 9 on the Heartbreak album was the song that produced our Verse of the Week. And that was a song that Johnny Gill co-led with Ralph Tresvant. And it is called Can You Stand the Rain? The song starts off, quote, "On a perfect day, I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you weather the storm?" And then Ralph Tresvant comes in with, "'Cause I need somebody who will stand by me. Through the good times and bad times, she will always, always be right there." Now, what was so key about this is for most of us, we had never heard Johnny Gill singing with New Edition. We had gotten and heard rumors that he had joined the group, but nobody, even amongst the diehard fans like myself of New Edition, knew what Johnny Gill's addition to New Edition would sound like. Simply put, a lot of us were confused as to why Bobby even left the group. I mean, of course, we would find out later, that he was subsequently kicked out of the group. But nonetheless, for Johnny to replace Bobby, and then for Bobby's album to come out the same day that New Edition came out, for some fans, it was like kind of like a tug of war. They weren't sure what to expect or what to get. For me, I had to buy both, and I bought both, and I blew my allowance buying both albums. But this song was incredible. Again, I think Can You Stand the Rain is one of the best love songs from that particular time, and one of the best love songs ever, in my opinion. I'm extremely biased because, again, as I mentioned at the top, I am a huge New Edition fan. And this song doesn't come on until track 9 of the album, and the album is 51 minutes, the Heartbreak album. But that's how it starts off. On a perfect day, I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you weather the storm? Now, what Johnny is saying here is very, very instrumental, because that's how love goes. Like, can you weather a storm that's going to happen in your relationships? And even a young 12 Kyle at the time had a couple of relationships. And so I was feeling what they were saying. And then it goes into the chorus. Sunny days, everybody loves them. Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain? Storms will come. This we know for sure. Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain? Again, I think Can You Stand the Rain is one of the dopest songs that you could ever hear. It is a song that I never grow tired of. It is a song that balances the Heartbreak album. It is a song that rivals, you know, Bobby Brown's Meteoric Rise with the Don't Be Cruel album. And I think Johnny was a perfect fit for New Edition. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul Podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast and enjoy the vibes. We would later find out why he was only on a couple of songs and why they intentionally did that. But Johnny held his own, and he quickly became as loved or beloved as all of the other members. It wasn't like he didn't belong. He immediately belonged to me as far as I was concerned. But folks, that is the verse of the week. Can you stand the rain? I really could tell you the second verse as well. I mean, like, it, I love this song, but instead of me blabbling about it, I'll let you guys take a listen. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you are listening to the podcast. Be sure to hit the merch link for the 12 Kyle Podcast and purchase 12 Kyle Podcast t-shirts, hoodies, as well as coffee mugs. We got it for the low. And that's going to do it for me, folks. I am out of here. Before we get out of here, you can hear it for yourself. Can You Stand the Rain from New Edition. Again, that's going to do it for me. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch you guys next time. 5,000. Cheer.
Can you stand the rain? Will you meet?
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5000.